Okay, Rabbi, let's use here. Good morning, Ben Katz. How are you? Hey, Ben. Good morning. Eli Tesler, Michael K, Eli Deutsch. Hi, how are you? I don't see you. Yosef Katan, Yitzhak Ginsburg, Eli Deutsch. Hi.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay, nice to see you all. How are you? How's everything? Okay. So today we're in the middle of packet 29 about the question of Eroi. So we know there's a din of Kli Rishon. We know there's a din of Kli Sheni. Now, what if you take a Kli Rishon and you pour the hot water from the Kli Rishon, take it off the fire port? What is the status? Say on Shabbos you would do that, and there's raw meat. You pour it on raw meat. Is that considered bishul, b'Shabbos, or not? So we said that the Tosis here on page 29, Mem Beis Amid Beis, on the page 1 on the right side. So Tosis says, Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. So Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mevi Raya de Iroi Mikli Sheni, Ma'ad Kaimelon Tata Gavar. In other words, we said there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Psachim. Let's take a look at that Gemara on page 3 on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Really on Ayin Hey Amud Beis in the bottom. Page 2. Itma cham l'toch cham, divrei akol osur, tzonin l'toch tzonin, divrei akol mudur, cham l'toch tzonin. Something hot, you put on top of something cold, or tzonin l'toch cham. So, Rav Amar ilo gavar, u'shmul Amar tata gavar. In other words, the thing, cold means that it's not yatzo lettuce. Cham means it's yatzo lettuce. So when there's a clash between there's something that's cham and something that's cold, so the question is, do we say that the bottom thing, whatever characteristic the bottom thing has, if it's cold and then it cools off the top thing, or if it's hot and the top, you know, who wins the thing? So it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav holds tatagavar. So that means that whatever the characteristic, if it's hot or cold, that the bottom thing is, that's going to win over. Hi, Sonny, how are you? And that's going to... to cause the other thing to be like the bottom thing. So we paskin tatagavar. So therefore says the Rashbam, if that be the case, that we paskin that tatagavar, we pass in Tata Gavar, so then Memela, if you have Eroi, so what does Eroi normally mean? Eroi means you have hot, so say water, and you're pouring it on top of a cold piece of meat. Say on Shabbos, would it be considered bishul? So if you hold Tata Gavar, so the tata is the cold piece of meat. The ilah is the hot piece of the hot water. So tata gavar means that the cold meat causes the hot water to be cold as well. Alpidin, even though stomach's still going to be hot, but l'mais alpidin, it's not considered cold, hot alpidin, because whatever the tata is gavar. So memela, then Eroi is not going to be mevashel. Eroi is not going to be mevashel, because when you do Eroi, that's the ilah. The top thing is going to be what you're pouring on the bottom thing. So memela, it's not going to be. So that is the opinion of the Rashbam. And then the second opinion. So the Rashbam says that Eroi of a Kli Rishon is like a kli sheni. There's not mevasha. But iroyek for kli rishon, you pour hot water from a kli rishon on something, it's not mevasha. And then the Rabbeinu Tam, he say no. Nir l'ri di iroyek kli rishon. Iroyek like kli rishon. Vevi rayeb di bezvachim perak dam chatos. Tzara bono sher tevushal bo ein liyala b'shabishal bo. Iroyek l'socho roseach minayin. Right. In other words, if you pour into a kli cheres, right? If you have a kli cheres, so kli cheres you can't kasher, so then you have to break it. So if you have a korban, you know that because the korban, if you cook a korban in a kli cheres, then it's the bli is going to go in, but then it's going to become nosar, right? So Tana Rabbanon, Hashem Tavushal Bo, Ein Elel Shabishal Bo, Iru L'Socha Rosech, Minayin Talmud Lomar, Hashem Tavushal Bo Yishaver, Alma, the Iru Yichashiv Mevashel. So you see that Iru is called Mevashel. So that's the Raya that the Rii Rabbeinu Tam bring for that Iroy is Kikli Rishon. Now we mentioned yesterday, so but what about the Rashbam? The Rashbam had a very good raya that from the Gemara of Tatar Gavar that it's Kikli Sheni. So we said an answer over from the Issev Heter. He says from the Issev Heter that on page 4, on the second column, he says the last word in the line. Yeah, let's start from the beginning of Mem Aleph. Karsini Bishalmi, Shabbos Mali Tain the Tavlim Matvul Aros, Olav Hamil Mal Rav Yonan Oser. So Kasev Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. So of course, Iroy Kikli Rishon, Megamri, Afilu Hagel Ali De Iroy. Right, Rabbeinu Tam says Iroy is Kikli Rishon. You can even do Hagala with Iroy, because Iroy is Kikli Rishon. I know it's an Iroy. In other words, the Iroy that we're talking about when we say Iroy means Iroy Kikli Rishon is Kikli Rishon. The Rashbam sheet is Iroy Kikli Rishon is Kikli Sheni. V'had the Kain Malon the Tata Gavar. So he's dealing with that question. If Tata Gavar, so then why is how could it be? Tata Gavar, that means that it should be, the Rashbam is right. In other words, what is basically he's saying, what is the Rabbeinu Tam going to do with the Rashbam's raya? Hainu bebeis devar miyveshim sheshochvim zeh al gabi zeh. In other words, if you have a cold piece of cheese and a hot piece of meat, and then you put one on top of the other, or vice versa, right? So there, they're disjoint. So then the question is, who wins over what? Is the hot piece of meat going to cause the cold piece of cheese on top of it to become hot, or vice versa? Is the piece of cheese going to, you know, which way is it going to go? By the kaimel and tatag over hainu bebeiz dvarim yiveshim sheshochvim zeh al zeh. So he says, that's the difference. But Irish ain't koach a kli rishon posik. In other words, he's saying that the case of the Gemara was you had something that the original heat source is no longer here. In other words, when you heat up the kveis, he heated up a piece of meat, say you have a cold piece of meat, and then you had to heat it up a piece of cheese, and then you put it on the piece of meat. So now that piece of that cheese is minutak, it has nothing to do with the heat source anymore. So therefore, that's the machlokes, who wins over. But by the Iroy case, we're talking about Iroy shalo nifsak hakiluach. That means that the stream is continuous. The stream is continuous. So since the stream is continuous, so then it's considered strong enough that the stream is continuous, is considered strong enough that it could affect the it would, so if you hold so therefore it won't get cooled off by the bottom thing that's cold, because the heat source where the Eru is coming from is one stream, one continuous stream. The case in the Gemara is like when it's either Nifsak HaKiluach or it's a Dover Yavesh, so therefore the original source is no longer connected. So then, of the Elah. So therefore that's a question still, who wins over, the hot or the cold? The bottom thing or the top thing? But in the Eroi case, like if you turn on the sink, right? So then you have an Eroi coming from the stream. So it's a continuous flow. It's not. It comes from the original source. It's connected to the original source of heat. So the Mela, then, even though it's the Elah, it still could win over, because it's not Nifsak. And that's how the Issa v'Heter explains this thing. Okay, so those are the first two shitas, and then we mentioned yesterday that there's really a third shita. There's really a third shita. So let's take a look what the third shita is. The third shita is the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTrumah. Do you have it here, Yossi? Because if you take a look in the Gemara, in Psachim, on page 3, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says at the end of the brackets, the first word runs Madiach Kaven Dechamhu ad the maker lay efsha de lobola porta. So in other words, if you say some, say for example, when you have say something cold on the bottom and hot on the top, so what's gonna happen? So we say Tata Gavar and it's gonna cool off. It's gonna cause the bottom thing that's cold is going to cool off the top thing that's hot. But the thing is, in the meat, but it doesn't cool it off like instantaneously. It takes a little bit to cool it off. So that's the concept at the makerlei, meaning in the time that it takes to cool off, it probably was bolea a little bit. So it's bolea kedei klipa. So it's at the maker le bala, it's bale kede klipa. So mamela. So this is the sheet of the Beit Baruch that it's say according to Rabbi Ashbam, it doesn't mavashel at all. Eroi. According to Rabbi Tam, it is mavashel. It's considered a Kli Rishon. And according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So that would mean that you have a Blia Kedei Klipa. You have that, do you see it, Yossi? So those are the three Shitas. Let me see if I have it here. Okay, so if we find it in the packet, we'll let you know here. Okay, so that's the story about about these three shitas. So now let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Shulchan Aruch, take a look. The Hilchas Dam, on page 8. So let's see what it says. Ein molgin gedoyin. This is Samaches Yud. Ein molgin gedoyin utloim v'olfos b'chli rishon. Emke niker es achelev u'molchem. So maliga means you want to defeather. You want to take away the feathers of the chicken, right? So one way of taking away the feathers of a chicken, a dead chicken, is to put it in hot water. And that'll take away, the hot water will cause the feathers to come off. But the thing is that the chicken has a lot of different things in it that are treif, like the chelev, the dam. So if you're going to do maliga, meaning you're going to soak the chicken in hot water before you have a chance to defeather it, so then you're going to make it usher, because then the chelev inside is going to be considered like cooked with the chicken. It's going to usher, the dam is going to usher. So when you do maliga, you have to make sure that you take out the chelev and the dam before. So that's what he says. A mogin the gedayim tloim v'ovus b'chli rishon el kein nikir es a chelev molcham chein lo yara aleim b'chli rishon. So you can't put it in a kli rishon, and you can't and unless you first you have to niker, you have to take out the chelev. Menaker means, right, people are trained to know how to take out chelev. So you have to menaker, and then you have to do melicha to take out the dam. Then you could first defeather it. But if you try to defeather it first by putting in a kli rishon, then not. And then he says, v'chein lo yara aleim mikli rishon. And similarly, you can't pour hot water from a kli rishon, because that's also v'mira dai b'klipas ha'or. But if you are, then you just need a klipa, etc. So therefore he says, So that's this first halacha. Okay? By maliga, that you have to do a malicha and nikor to take out of the chelev before you can go ahead and do the maliga. And then the Ramah says, "V'lo mikri iroi elik shalo pasak hakiluach mikli rishon shenaga l'mata." When pasak v'lo mikri iroi, vein osir. In other words, the Ramah saying iroi is only if the stream is connected still to the original, you know, to the original kli that you're pouring from, the original kli rishon. But say it's nifsak, it's no longer connected, the stream stopped, and now it's going again, but it's not one continuous flow, that's not called iroi. In pasak var lo mikri iroi, v'eino oser. And then he says, "Afilu b'klisheini yeshom shalo yimlog." And then There's an opinion that says that even from a klisheni, you shouldn't do it. But with a klisheni, if you're gonna put the chicken before you did the malicha, or the taking away the chalev, in a klisheni. So we say klisheni is einam avashel, but we had a whole machlokas whether it's belias in klish. And so the Mechaber says that you shouldn't even use a klisheni because lechatchila we choishish that a klisheni is balea. But in Moloch, muta. But if you did do it, lechatchila maybe you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you it's muta. Because it's only a klisheni. When a klisheni, at least but the Eved maybe is not is not full late. So now let's see another Psak Halacha. Let's take a look on page 13. Let's take a look on page 13. What does it say on page 13? Avon ira mayim roskim she'enon shel basar. Say you take hot water. She'enon shel basar v'lo shel chol par of hot water. Al kelim shel basar v'shel chol b'yachet. Say you had milchik and fleishik dishes, right? And you want to clean them, say. Right? They didn't have dishwashers those days. They dishwashed it by hand. But you would take a basin, you'd put the different kalim in, and then you'd pour hot water over it. So if you eat a mayim roskim she'enam shel basar, the lo shel cholov, al kalim shel basar v'shel cholov biyachad. You had the fleishik dishes and the milchik dishes together in the pot, and then you pour the hot water. And even though there's still some pieces there, it's still ben. There's fat there. I feel shum and dovuk behen. There's kosher fat, which is fleishik. I feel shum and dovuk behen. Hakol shari. The ain iroi kekli rishon mamish. Sheyase hakelim shemar aleim yiblu zemizeh. So the question is, why not? This is iroi. So, and we say that if you pour the hot water on these dishes have a chveis. Some pieces of cheese blintzer, you know, little pieces of the cheese are still left on. There's some fat on it. So it's mamish be'en here. So l'chora, if we said the shach is going to ask, isn't this a steer? Because we said before by Maliga that Iroi is mevashel k'dei klipa, or at least k'dei klipa, right? So therefore, when you do, so it's an Iroi, we don't say like the Rashbam, that it's Klisheni. It's either like Rabbeinu Tam or the Rabbeinu Baruch. So if you say, let's assume like the Rabbeinu Baruch, that it's a G'day Klipa. So Mimela, why is it mutter to do that? Why aren't you choishish that a part of the cheese blintzer, that you didn't eat the whole thing, a person eats cheese blintzes. So there's still going to be some particles left over, you know, in the plate, and then they put all that in the basin, the fleishik dishes, the milchik dishes. Now he takes a kettle off the fire from a kli rishon, he pours it, you know, to clean it. He said, that's okay, you don't have to worry, because it's iroi. So he says, im ira mayim roskim she'enam shel basar v'shelo shel cholov ala kelim shel basar v'shel cholov biyachad, afilu shuman dovok behem hakol shari. So he says it's not going to be boleya. So the question is, why not? Didn't we say before by Maliga, if you don't take out the blood or the chalev, right? You don't take it out, right? So then, and you put in a kli rishon, or even not a kli rishon, but you do iroi, then you're gonna what? You're gonna trafe up the chicken because you try to defeather it with what? With iroi. So we said kli rishon for sure not. Even iroi kli rishon. Kli sheni, you shouldn't do it lechatchila, but if you did it, it's okay b'di'evet. But a kli rishon or a iroi kli rishon, if you do it, it's trafe. Because what do? You pour the hot water on the chicken. So now the chicken becomes hot. The blood becomes hot. The chalev becomes hot. And then it's nivla into the buster of the chicken. Now it's trafe. Right? So then the question, so the shach is going to ask a kasha, so then what's pshat in this ramah? How come in this ramah we say that if you have fleishik and milchik dishes, even with particles together in the basin, and then you pour the hot water on it, then it's okay. But the same thing could happen, that the milchik cheese blintzer is now going to go into the fleishik dish, and vice versa, that the shuman, the fat, the kosher fat that was in the fleishik dish is now going to become hot and nivla into the milk of kli, at least the kedei klipa. So that is the kasha. Look in the shach. Sif katan chaf. Kasha li da mashma b'divrei rab ba'go the iroi mevashel kedei klipa. Right. In other words, that like that Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Baruch, right? That it says it's Kedei Klipa, the third Shita. Kachos of Torah's Chattas. So this is, you hear the Kasha, it's a very strong Kasha. It's a steer in the Ramah. Okay. We have our 10-minute signal that just went up, so... If when we go out in 10 minutes, we'll restart it, okay? But we still have like 10 minutes or so. So look what the Shach answers. He says, "Kashali damashba midiverav the iray mavachel kol klipa kachos tavas achasas." Sarach lomit zvile the rav dehi did the mavachel kol kachsha targolz maflir mavliya mikol mokom haklishu kasha enu boleya. Deina maflim avliya ke echad b'chlishu kasha. So the first teretz that he gives here is to say that there's a difference between the chicken case and the kalim case. What's the difference? Because, you see, what are we doing here? What we're doing over here, what's happening with the Iroi, is a concept of maflid umavliya. Meaning, in other words, the chalev is cold, right? So first, we pour the hot water, now the chalev becomes hot, now it could be polite. So one thing is, it's giving off, and then the chicken is receiving. So two things are happening. Maflit, it's giving off, and mavliya, it's taking in. So what the Shach is saying is that when it comes to... So the question is, if you mavashal something in the Kli Rishon, so for sure you could be maflit or mavliya kechad. Right? Like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it's a question whether you could accomplish two pu'ulos, the maflit and the mavliya. Because here, you're maflit and you're mavliya. The same thing with the dirty dishes. You have a piece of cheese blintz, it's cold now, But now you pour the hot water, and now it's going to be maflit, and then mavliya. Two things. So the question is, Eroy is not mamash a kli rishon. It's a less of a status. But the question is, does it have the ability to do two pu'ulos? Could it be maflit umavliya ke'echad? So that the shach says it depends. It depends. When it comes to a chicken is soft, relatively speaking. So mamela, it's easier to penetrate into a chicken. So therefore, if you put the hot water on the chicken and it's going to heat up the blood, or it's going to, you didn't do malicha yet, you didn't do nikur yet, it's going to heat up the blood, heat up the chalev. So then it's what? It's doing two things, because it's going to heat up the blood or the chalev, and then it's going to, and then it's that causes it to be maflit, and then it's going to mavliya into the chicken. But when we're talking about pots and pans, that's hard. You know, a pot is, it's much harder surface than a what? Than dishes. So Mameli says like this, the case that it's mafli mavliya by Eroy and it becomes treif, but is by the chicken, because the chicken is soft. When it comes to the dishes, that's hard, and therefore Eroy cannot be maflin mavliya ke'echad, and Mameila, that's why, says the Shach, that the dishes will remain kosher. So that's what he writes here. Tzarech lomar d'sfira l'harav, the Rav is the Ramah. T'nehi d'mevashel kochla sh'atanagolus maflin mavliya mikol makom hakli shehu kosher einu boleya. De'einu maflin mavliya ke'echad b'kli shehu kosher. In other words, when it comes to doing these two things, I mean, mafli to mavliya, it's not going to be able to do it by a kli that's kasha. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. So that's the, but then the Shach is going to say that not everyone necessarily is going to agree with this. Block here writes, not everyone is going to agree with this Ramah. That, because he's going to quote the Marshal, we'll see soon, that you could be maflit u'mavliya ke'echad even by kalim. So, because if you look here, The Marshal Hagol Shari Dura, he says, so that he thinks is the answer to the steer in the Ramah. But then he reads, Achein le'inyan dina, nirukim Moshe Kosub Hagol Shari Dura, Simenun Zayin, Meshein Marash, that's the Marshal, Mevir B'Torah Chatzasham, the Nesru, he came in the Kaimelon, the Ira Mevashal Kamo, Ye Imkein Chashik Bishul Mamish. Mavliya afilu b'kli. Vach muhu b'divei Mordechai v'agos Oshri. Afilu manda omra kli sheni mavliya mafli ein svar l'chal kli shetocho amashkos v'Rav Chaim Kohen the Targol shenimgo, etc. Kachos marshal b'sifro heche she'iru mayim roschim ala ka'oros tzrichim l'daktik v'lishol im hoyu sham shire machal. So the marshal says that if you have fleishik and milchik kalim in a vat together, so if they're basically clean and you're just sanitizing it, so then it'll be okay. But if there's mamish a piece of cheese there, or a piece of meat there, so then it's a problem because the ira is mafilim avliya kidei klipa, even into a kli. And even the Ramon, the Toras Chatas, says shalom nogul lahakel b'zeh. Yesh lachem amokim shein hefzeh meruba. So not everyone agrees with this with the shita, but Rav Abadi, I believe, holds from this svara that it's not mafleh and mafleh ke'echad. And then also point out, this is, as Rabbi David Block has in his notes here from our shiur in the past, he says, this is, you know, this whole Ramah is without soap. If there would be soap, then for sure it would be okay, because then it's no Sintam Lefgam. So a lot of times, right, so... So Lamaisa, so Rav Abadi holds like this, the pshat in the shach, in the Ramah. So Mimele, if that be the case, so usually there won't be any problems in sinks. Because what is a sink is Iroi. So even if a piece of hamburger fell on the milchik dish, that would be okay, because it can't be mafler mavliya ke'echad into okay. Turn it on, I'll be right back, okay? Okay, we're back, Rabosei. Maybe like this. So if your Rabbi holds like this shach in the Ramah, so then basically nothing really bad could happen usually in a sink, because the sink is all Iroi. And if you hold that Iroi can't be mafli to mavliya ke'echad, so then even whatever, and that's without soap. With soap, you don't even need this kula, because with soap, then it's pogum, and then it won't be a problem. But if it goes in pipgam. Now, not everyone agrees to this, to this, because we saw that the Shach quotes other dissenting shitas that say that you should be machmer this, but Meister Rav Abadi thought Mikir Din it's okay, because it's Ira is not mafleid mavliya ke'echad into a kli, because a kli is harder to be penetrate a kli. So if you have real bishul, that's one thing, but if you don't have real bishul, it's only Iroi, then Iroi doesn't have the ability to do two things. To heat up, to that it should be poilet, and then to cause something to penetrate. That it doesn't have the ability. So in a dishwasher, that's why Rabbi Gedalia Berger said he didn't think you can treat that like an Iroi, because the dishwasher has the heat, even though it seems like Iroi, it's, you know, the water is getting spritzed around, but then there's the heat source is right there, that it's reheating those things that are spritzed. So the whole idea of an Iroi is that it's getting further away from the original, So then it's a weaker type of thing. That's why the three opinions in the Rishonim. There's the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Baruch, whether it's Kli Sheni, Kli Rishon, or Kedei Klipa. So this Shach, you know, is a very important Kula, because a lot of times people, you know, get things happen in sinks. But basically, and Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva about sinks, a very long tshuva. But Rav Vadi thought, you know, there's a whole tshuva here on page 22, when he says, when he discusses. That's why the, you know, in the old days, people all had, you know, they didn't have two sinks like people have today. They'll have one sink today. People with one sink put a rack, whatever. But it could be Iker Adin that it's not the problem. You know, sinks is Eroi, and Eroi is not going to be Mathler Mavliya Keachon. Again, okay. Now let's take a quick look. Two more things. If you want to see the Hagos, page 15, the Hagos Sharidura. That goes against this. Those who's machmir. That's on page 15. It says Shaldi Merashim Bevade Hutchu Biachar Echi Asoshes Sheheshiv Yesh Lachlem Hutchu B'Kli Rishon. As Havi Hadin Kamo will come on, and Matthew the Hanik Finishan also. Oh, in Klisheni Hutu, Mutor Rafil Shnei and Bede Yomen. Rakshul Oshovkum and a Klishan al Kaoros. Hintov Lizar Tomish Lido, Kaoros Tilb also Kligor Shogim Hadirbo, Akaka Kishpuha Mai Malayim. A Ishmuha Mai. In other words, you shouldn't do Ero Klishan, he's saying, if you want to clean the Kalim together. El Yishpuha Mai Tchila, so it should be a Klisheni. And then you can put the kleilim in. So as he's saying, b'feirush here on page 15, that even kleilim lechatchila, you shouldn't rely on maflidim avliyah, that they're not maflidim avliyah keachad. But Rav Abadi thought that mikra din you could be mekel. But that's the shach quotes this hagos sharidura that is machmir. So I'm not saying that it's every shita, but Rav Abadi thought is what to be mekel. And if you look in the in the Torah's Chatos of the Ramah, on page 16, he says, "Agos Shari Dur Nesru Iri Kli Rishon." Beisav Hetekas of the Afil Imar Aleim Shari. But then, in other words, he quotes the Hagos Shari Dura, the Torah's Chatos is the Ramah, that it says that you shouldn't be Ma'ara from a Kli Rishon on different Fleishik and Milcha Kalim. But Omnam Beisav Hetekas of the Afil Imar Ira Aleim Shari. Deina Iri Maflit Umavliya Keechad. But this is the Isav Heta says it's okay. So Rav Avadi paskins like this Isav Heta. That nothing with it. The only thing that could theoretically go wrong in a sink is if you take chves hot soup, hot chicken soup, and you spill it on a milchik kli. So then, the heat itself, that was mavlin mavliya ke'echad, means you have to do two pu'ulas, meaning that the thing is cold. So the eroi water is heating something up, causing it to be maflit and then mavliya. So two things are happening. But if the chicken soup was hot on itself from before, then it's just being mavliya. That's not two pu'ulas. So then everyone agrees, I mean, if you hold that it's a kli rishon or the klipa, except for the Rashbam, that it would be, you know, there it's only one pu'ula to do, if it's hot chicken soup falls out. But usually that's not the case. Usually once it makes it into the sink, already everything's cold. And then it's a question of the heat is coming from the hot water of the faucet. And then that's going to be a question of two pu'ulos, because you have to heat the cold cheese from the blintzer is getting heated up, and now it's maflit, and then the second pool is mavliya. But if it's eroi, doesn't have the ability to cause two pools happening if it's going into a kli. In the chicken case, it's It's not a kli, so it's a softer thing that could happen. Okay, then there's a Truma Sadeshan we should take a look. On page 9, Kedera Melech Cholov Roseach. Say you have a Kedera that is full of milk and it's on the fire and it's spilling over. And then it goes over onto the counter. And then it bumps into a piece of meat. So do we say, so Kedera Melech Cholov Roseach Roseach Shfusa Eitzalaish, it's near the fire. Machmas harasicha, it's bubbling up. Yata hacholav lamala, the cholav goes over, and it spills over. But first, it rolls onto the counter. Nizchal v'nimshach b'kiluach b'li hefsek. Derech dofnei agedera. Hogad b'thira achi agi etzal basa. And it goes into a piece of meat. So he says, "Tshuva the chashiv ki hagavna iru kli rishon." Is that called iru kli rishon? We say maybe iru is when it only goes into in the air. Here it went on the counter. The counter is cold. Again, anything that's not yotzal lotus but it's called cold. So iru the chashiv ki hagavna iru kli rishon in paisa hayatzal lotus but bechalav b'mokum shenoga b'basa. Why don't we say that it's a klisheni? Because a klisheni, once it's a klisheni, it's niskare, the funos. So why don't you say once it hit the counter? So he says, because on the left side, the arrow. In other words, it's one continuous stream. So each and then that comes back to the fire. So each one is being heated up by the teapot in front of it, all the way back from the fire, so it's not getting cooled off. But in the case of a klisheni, it's not connected anymore. So therefore, it's on its way down. But if it's still connected, like the case of here, that's what the Truma Sadeshan says, that it's one connection. So therefore, even though it goes on the counter, you don't say the counter cools it off. It's not like a klisheni. It was a klisheni. Once it hits the klisheni, it's not connected anymore to the fire. Right. And then the last thing is the chavas das. We said that iroi is mevashel kedei klipa. But what if you do multiple irois? In other words, we say that if you do one Eroi, it's Kedei Klipa. What if you do five Eroi? Then do we say it's five Kedei Klipas? And then ultimately, it could be Bolei Bekulo or not. So that's the Chavis Das here. On page 21. He says, "Ayin shachsim pasu the mafalim v'li ke'echad." Biru shalif sachi kluach. Yeah. He says, "Uyin din reilach mekol shkini mar kama pa'ami yishlomu pa'machas mafli pa'machas mavli be'bluchlach." Avu b'shneim nikiim yishlo hakel behefsed meruba. So he says, so the Isser V'Heter says that So this Avhetta says that if you have multiple Eruis, there could be a that it's Bolei Amor. Let's see if we see the Yisuf Avhetta here. Here on page 18:19. Fili Ma'are al Shnei Kelim Hafichim Shnei B'Riyom Kli Chodesh Shnei Mutarim. Malachas Harigul Al Kelim Poltu Kol Shira Chacham Daf Gehim. Yep. Here, take a look on page 20 in the bottom, the Chavos Das. It says, Dafka, also kli anogeh be'isu nesar kedei klipa, bol she'enu nogeh mutarim, ve'enu yodeh is in it. So where's the, one second. Then on page 21, that could be a problem. What do we say not that way? There's multiple Ivruim. So in Rabbi Block's notes here, it says that Machlokas. But okay, maybe next time we'll just go over the Kami Ivruim. Okay, Rabbi. So this is a very important Yisodas here today. So Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue on Monday. You could contact Rabbi Tuchman. Yossi will be in contact with you for Rabbi Tuchman's shiur on Sunday, Bez Hashem. And, okay. So to Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll continue. Let me just say, wish everyone a good Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Katan. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsberg, Eli Deutsch.
Shabbos,
Eli Tesler, Michael Kay, Sonny Spitzer, Ben Katz. It's good to see you all. And have a great Shabbos, and you'll be in contact with Rabbi Tuchman for Chazar Shir maybe on Sunday, and hopefully on Monday we'll continue with these inyanim. Okay, Rabosai, it's great to see you, and have a great Shabbos, and Bez Hashem we'll continue. Okay, all the best.
Bye.